We string along with the strings, five individual artists with six selections for this, the seventh live weekly program of this Young Artist Spotlight season. And we refer you to kvpr.org for photos here in the Bonner Performing Arts Studio. They'll be up probably this evening or tomorrow, if not sooner. But in any event, archive photos are there from previous programs, as is the archive of the season's broadcasts. Production support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis, and from the Bonner Family Foundation. Now, for this broadcast, courtesy Limur Torin Immerman of Fresno State, and courtesy Thomas Lowenheim and Julia Copeland of the Youth Orchestras of Fresno, we have, first of all, the representatives of the Youth Orchestras of Fresno. They will be in this order: 11-year-old Andrea Bogle, 9-year-old Emily Okayasu, and 9-year-old Benjamin Pegram. And we'll have a brief chat with all of them when they are finished here. But first, and you may want to start your recorder now or you'll miss it, don't blink. This first selection is only 60 seconds long. Andrea Bogle, viola, 11 years old, with Blumenstengel's Scherzo Caprice for viola. And there we are, 60 seconds and probably five times as many notes. Thank you very much, 11-year-old Andrea Bogle with the Blumenstengel. Albrecht Blumenstengel from the 19th century, Scherzo Caprice for viola solo. Now, from now on, we will also have accompanists now for our remaining performers, and they will be four, accompanist Mi-Jung Kim. And Emily Okayasu now, 9 years old, at the violin for the Mozart and arranged by Heifetz, Minuet 4, violin and piano. Thank you. Well, attracting a lot of attention here at the very center of the Bonner Performing Arts Studio, 9-year-old violinist Emily Okeyasu, accompanied by Mi Jung Kim, and we are hearing now from three performers from the Youth Orchestras of Fresno, and you're listening to Young Artist Spotlight, live from Valley Public Radio. Now, we have Benjamin. Also, it occurs to me these first three artists, if you add their ages, it's 29. If you add all three of them, 9-year-old Benjamin Pegram with violin now, and Decans, Le Coucou, and I bet that translates to the cuckoo, and indeed it does, and it is for violin and piano, but it originally from harpsichord suite. Benjamin Pegram, age 9. Now we know where that gets its title, the cuckoo, as we have heard from the youth orchestras of Fresno, Benjamin Pegram, Emily Okeyasu, and Andrea Bogle. And for the next part of the program here on this Wednesday afternoon, as this is live, we will be hearing from two artists from Fresno State. But that gives us a chance here to chat just a bit with Andrea Bogle and Emily Okeyasu and Benjamin Pegram. Andrea first, if you will, 11 years old, and is there something you prefer about the viola as opposed to the violin?
I like the deep sound of the viola more than the violin.
Is that what attracted it, you to it in the beginning?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
About two years.
2 years, and who was your teacher or teachers?
My first teacher was Ross Grotz, and then my second teacher is Seymour Torn Immerman.
And what's the experience like being in the orchestra, Youth Orchestras of Fresno?
It's really fun.
It's really fun. Got a lot of friends in there?
Yes.
And next we have, thank you very much for that solo, next we have?
Emily Okeyasu.
And age?
9.
And what do your friends think about you and your violin playing?
They think it's amazing that I can play because there's not a lot of people that play an instrument at my school. So they think it's a little amazing that I can play the violin.
Indeed it is. And what school is that?
St. Anthony of Padua.
And what attracted you to the instrument?
Well, I was listening to it, and I really loved it, so I just started playing it, and I instantly got attracted to it.
And dare we ask how many minutes or hours you practice per day?
I believe I practice 45 minutes a day.
And Andrea, same?
I practice 45 minutes to an hour a day.
45 minutes to an hour. Now, Benjamin, very good performance today, and how about yourself? What attracted you to the violin? And again, 9 years old, and he is the most recent artist that we just heard from.
I like the sound of the violin.
Where did you first hear it, remember?
On a CD.
On a CD. Who was your teacher?
Mortorin.
Oh, I see. And what do your friends think about this? This is really good. This is amazing.
They think I'm good at playing the violin.
But you still get chosen for some position on a baseball team, maybe during the summer? Oh, Benjamin, struggling with a cold here. Matter of fact, the cough drop here is quite obvious. See that? Oh, I can't imagine under those circumstances the performance we heard today. From Benjamin, 9 years old, and from Andrea, 11 years old, and from
Emily Okayasu,
again, 9 years old, from the Youth Orchestras of Fresno. And thank you again to Thomas Lowenheim and Julia Copeland for helping to arrange this. Thank you very much. Now to our Fresno State contingent, and we will begin with Esther Verinder. And she will be performing two selections from Kreisler, the Liebeslied and then the Liebesfreude. Esther Verinder, a junior at Fresno State.
Thank you.
Esther Verinder with Love's Sorrow. Liebes Lied, as you're listening to Valley Public Radio's Young Artist Spotlight, but she would like to complete this performance with Liebes Freud, Love's Joy, for violin and piano from Kreutzler. Again, Esther Verinder. You are listening to Young Artist Spotlight live from the Bonner Performing Arts Studio, Valley Public Radio. Esther Verinder, thank you for taking those few steps over to this other microphone and a bit of the background on your own violin.
Well, I've been playing for about 9 years, and I'm studying music at Fresno State with Dr. Torn.
And what attracted you to this instrument?
Well, my mom has played piano and violin for many years, since she was young. And I remember ever since I was really little hearing her play, and I was just inspired to pick it up and learn it myself.
Very good. And we have the same question for you that we had for the others. And truth is optional. How often do you practice and how?
I try to practice between 3 to 5 hours a day.
Okay, 3 to 5 hours. So those of you with 45 minutes have a way to go. Thank you. Thank you so much again, Esther.
Thank you.
Now to the second contingent. here from Fresno State and a return visitor. She was with us last year from Clovis West, and now Amy Dockham, cellist, now a freshman at California State University, Fresno. We'll chat with her in a moment, but first she would like us to hear Lalo's Concerto for Cello and Orchestra, arranged for cello and piano. We will hear the first movement, which moves from a lento to an allegro. Amy Dockham, accompanied by Mi Jung Kim. Thank you. Her teacher, Thomas Lowenheim, and Amy Dockham, cello, accompanist, Mi-Jung Kim. Amy, it's very good to have you here for at least 2 years in a row that I know of.
Yes, sir.
So I have the, and once again, a freshman at Fresno State and last year Clovis West, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have the opportunity to ask you a question I couldn't of the others. What improvements do you notice over the period of a year when it comes to performance or technique, and does that increase in ability, do you think, come in like a straight line up, or does it come in steps? You know, like all of a sudden, I got it now. I couldn't do that for 3 months, and now I can do it.
For me, it comes in steps. It's like after a performance, I'm able to look back at it and realize, oh, my gosh, I need to do this. And then all of a sudden, like, I gain, like, a level. So for me, it's more steps than it is, like, just increasing steadily.
And we heard the first movement of the Lalo Concerto for cello and orchestra, obviously arranged for cello and piano. Are there plans, or do you wish there were plans, for you to perform this in its entirety and with an orchestra at some point in the future?
I'm going to be competing with the first movement in a concerto competition at Colorado in the summer, so hopefully that works out.
And hopefully you'll inform us how that goes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For sure. California. Thank you so much again, Amy Dockham. We've had with us today quite a room full of music from Fresno State, Amy Dockham, cello, Esther Verinder, violin, and before that, Benjamin Pegram and Emily Okayasu and Andrea Bogle, ages 9, 9, and 11, respectively, the Fresno State contingent. I will be polite and not ask their ages, but you can guess, Esther, a junior, and again, Amy, a freshman. Young Artist Spotlight Program, this was number 7 out of 12, and for our weekly series in this, our 15th season. Next week, once again, Bakersfield comes to our Fresno studios. Kara McCoy, violin, Anna McCoy, cello, and Brian Liu, piano. Production support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis, and from the Bonner Family Foundation. The scheduling, Christina Herrick, Fresno, and B. Barman, Bakersfield. Production for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver. I'm George Mason.